Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am producer Christopher. We're going back in time now to August 2009. Some things, as this show has really learnt doing Top Stories, never change. It's issue 88. Iran goes for the world record for show trials.
Top story this week, world update. The Bugle is indeed going on a holiday as of next week so that Andy and I can have a break. And if you've got a problem with our Buglers, go f*** yourselves. 88 free Bugles, what more do you want from us? So anyway, just like when you go on vacation, you know, you try and clean up everything so it's tidy when you get home. Now, we too are going to try and tidy up all the news that's going on around the planet so that we can mentally relax when we're both rollerblading shirtless down Muscle Beach. So,
arm in arm.
Exactly. So get ready for a whistle-stop tour of global news. It's going to be like if Phileas Fogg had challenged us to a race around the world in 80 days. Except, instead of actually circumnavigating the Earth, we just stayed in one place and made fun of it instead. Fire up the balloon, throw out the sandbags, here goes. Iran update! This week, Iran finally staged their show trials of the protesters arrested for objecting to their election being rigged. And you know, by show trial, I, of course, mean that they just wanted to show the world how great their trials are there. They're proud of them, Andy, and, you know, rightly so. They stage a nice trial. Yep. There's an old saying when it comes to political prisoners, if you got them, flaunt them.
Yeah, this is the latest in a series of show trials, but the biggest and best of them yet. The defendants include the ex-intelligence official and regular Ahmadinejad slammer, Saeed Hajarian, who confessed in the quote marks, that he'd, quote, committed big errors through my inaccurate analyses of recent elections.
Jesus.
And he could now be facing the death penalty if the prosecutor gets his way.
Boy.
Does seem, to our delicate Western taste, quite a harsh sentence for inaccurate electoral analysis.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just helping to inculcate a culture of excellence in political punditry. You know, a one strike and you're completely out system.
Yep.
I think maybe the standard of journalism in this country could help from, could benefit from such a system.
Same here. You know, Dan Rather should have been crucified, technically. But the point is, this is not before time, Andy. Thank goodness those protesters are now in custody. The streets are now a far safer place for the roving, besieged motorcycle militias who were so tragically, repeatedly forced to drive into crowds of people while waving baseball bats. If nothing else, Iran prioritises combating downtown traffic congestion. Ahmadinejad is a freedom fighter too, in his own way. He believes that people should have the freedom to drive through downtown Tehran without having to avoid large groups of pro-democracy supporters.
Hajarian was severely disabled following an assassination attempt and subsequent stroke in 2000, but doesn't seem to have learnt his lesson and is in trouble with the law again. And as a result of his disability, he had to have his confession, or part of it, read out by another defendant. This was a real missed opportunity to lighten the mood of this show trial. Just riff it up a bit. You know, I, Saeed Hajarian, committed big error through my inaccurate analyses of recent elections, and I've got a poster of Ahmadinejad in my bedroom, which I've defaced with my wife's lipstick to look like a woman. And I'm a huge fan of Israel. I think they're absolutely fantastic. And I think secularism is absolutely the way to go for Iran. And I've popped the old nuclear secrets in the post of Washington. Bang to rights. Let's get on with the trial.
The trial was absolutely electric television. It was like the OJ trial all over again, except with an even more predictable outcome.
And about 100 OJs.
That's true. And in fact, the defendants all sat in prison-style pyjama uniforms in the Tehran courtroom. As if there was any question as to how this trial was going to go, they were already wearing prison clothes. Now, really must have spoilt any sense of surprise as they were handed them by the guards before. Hey, why don't you just put these on for the trial later? It'll be more convenient that way afterwards. I mean, for you. Convenient for you. Not for us when we take you back to prison. If we do that. If we die, I don't know what the verdict's going to be.
Well, surely pyjamas are good. Because, you know, I mean, a lot of trials, they get bogged down in legal technicalities. You know, quite dull. You know, you might want to have a little snooze.
Yeah.
You know. Suits and tie can be quite restrictive.
True.
Why not wear pyjamas?
True, you're right. Yeah. Now, this was just the latest in a series of mass trials, and nothing makes you feel more special as an individual defendant than participating in a mass trial. It's like one of those mass stadium weddings they do when people try to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. Even though it's legally binding, you can't help struggling to take it quite as seriously. Now, maybe Iran should push for the Guinness World Record for biggest show trial. At least that would give the protesters something. Ayatollah Khamenei weighed in on the issue like only a supreme leader can, reading a statement on TV saying, "Our enemies were given a slap in the face by the Iranian nation, but they are still hopeful and they are pursuing the issue." A slap in the face? I think they'd have taken a slap in the face. What they've actually been receiving is 10-year jail terms and the occasional death sentence. If that's his idea of a slap in the face, I dread to think what his version of the nut shot is.
We should point out a couple of key points of legal procedure for those not familiar with Iranian justice. A show trial is not the same as a TV legal drama series. That is a very, very important distinction to make. I mean, both, they have certain similarities. Both may have been planned, scripted and directed months in advance. But a show trial differs from a TV legal drama in that the outcome is only in doubt in a badly produced show trial, whereas the outcome is only not in doubt in a badly produced TV legal drama. So I hope we've cleared that up. This show trial, I guess, is more like an episode of Columbo. We already know who's going to be found guilty, but it's all about the journey. And also, we have to point out that a show trial, very different to a horse trial, tends to be a three-day event in which competitors are forced to do ludicrous things and suffer apparently random penalties for minor offences and really harsh sanctions for any refusal. Whilst the horse trial, kaboom!
In even grimmer news, a member of a parliamentary committee reportedly says it's investigating claims of a mass burial of protesters. Wow. Iran are really doing everything in bulk now, Andy. I guess that's a sign of the recession, just responsibly making cutbacks in luxury areas such as jurisprudence and respectful burials.
China update now, and, well, there's some exciting news for China fans, and that is that the Chinese government has announced plans to try and reduce the use of executed prisoners as their major source of organs for transplant. Currently, executed prisoners apparently provide around two-thirds of all transplant organs in China, and the government is planning to launch a voluntary donation scheme. In a way, there is already a voluntary donation scheme in place. It's just if you wanted to voluntarily donate your organs, you just had to nip out, run around the street shouting Hu Jintao is a prick, and then let the justice system do the rest.
It's
an indirect way of donating.
A spokesman acknowledged that due to a stigma of donating organs voluntarily, they are over-reliant on death row prisoners. That's a very strange situation to find yourself in. They don't need to advertise for donors. They need to advertise for people to commit capital crimes. Michael needs a new kidney to survive. He's living on borrowed time. But just one convicted murder by you could give him that kidney and a second chance at life. Please, think of people like Michael and go out on a killing spree and save a life today.
There are about 1.5 million people waiting for transplant operations in China. And that, as you say, that is putting huge pressure on the legal system. Because they have to force through these trials at breakneck speed. Will the defendant please stand? Right, he looks pretty healthy. I think we've got a goer on this one. Right, evidence, blah, blah, blah. Well, he looks guilty. Off you go. Might as well take him straight to the hospital and do him there. I don't know, just pump him full of drugs, maybe strangle him with a stethoscope or use one of those buzzy machines on his head. You know, the old bzzz, clear, fzzz things. What are they called again? Yeah, use that. OK, next case.
Apparently the Chinese government said they're going to try and move away from this practice of using executed prisoners. Move away? This isn't going to be like quitting smoking, China. we're going to try and wean ourselves off using the organs of executed prisoners. Maybe cut down first rather than trying to give up straight away. And please, nobody use the organs of executed prisoners around us, because that's just going to give us the urge to do it again too.
China apparently responsible for around 70% of all world executions. And if you get the words of that sentence a bit mixed up and tinker around with them, what you get is China executes 70% of the world every year. That is a sobering statistic, John.
It sure is. An inaccurate one, but a very sobering one. In other China news, China is still very pissy about the Dalai Lama. Andy, that man can annoy them with pretty much anything he does. This time they're angry with Taiwan for inviting him into the country to comfort victims of Typhoon Morakot. That's how much they hate him. They don't even like him comforting people. He literally can't breathe in without them feeling he's doing it just to provoke them.
I don't know what it is. It's maybe just something about his calmness. Just really winds people up. He just won't react. That's the thing. You can hit him with a stick. He'll just stare back at you.
I know. I've done it.
Yeah. Do anything for a laugh on The Daily Show these days.
Thanks for listening. Support what we do by donating at thebuglepodcast.com. Premium, top tier, super Bugle subscribers can now get an exclusive 12-inch vinyl episode of the show. If you sign up before Christmas, you get your name on the artwork.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.